6. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
So Kylie and Skokie, so you've been dating this guy for 3 months. He's great, but there's something that's got you feeling a little bit weird.
Yeah, like I literally know nothing about him. his whole life is a secret.
I literally know nothing about your boyfriend. It's crazy. So, okay, tell us the story of your relationship. Give us what you do know.
Yeah, what do you talk about during these dates?
Oh my gosh, a lot of future talk.
Red flag.
Yeah, but it's exactly. It's like not in the way you think or would hope. So we met on Hinge.
Okay.
And he's new to Chicago. So all I know is based, you know, on what he said. He moved here from California. But he's on this journey and like he's all about letting go of his old life to the point where like he literally just gives me nothing, doesn't want to talk about anything. His family, I know nothing about his family, how many siblings he has, if he has any siblings. He doesn't talk about past relationships, like like nothing.
What do you guys talk about?
You know, it's crazy because every girl's dream, right? Like, just let them talk about themselves. Like, he literally just asked. He's like an interrogator. And the thing is, I don't realize how much we're talking about me because he asks a lot of questions. So even though I do a lot of talking, I guess because he's asking me questions and I'm answering questions about my interests and my likes, and he doesn't ask me too many questions about my past either. But then again, he doesn't really have to because I kind of just organically talk about it.
Yeah, you're like, here's me. Here's everything about me.
And open book.
Yeah. And he's giving you nothing.
Nothing. I mean, and we talk about our future together, which is nice. And he's a total gentleman. But we don't talk about the past at all. And any time that I ask anything or try to, like, ease into any sort of question about his life before Chicago, he finds, like, this guy has found every way in the book to dodge it and, like, go around it.
And honestly, he doesn't talk about his life before he moved here.
We don't talk about Bruno. It's a rule.
This is very interesting. Okay, so what do you think it is? I mean, is he in the CIA?
Or an ex-criminal running away from his old family?
Witness protection? Does he have a wife and kids and just, like, went to go get a carton of milk and never came back? Like,
you know, it's funny because I've never, like, flat out just been like, what's the deal? Are you married? Like, because he's such a gentleman and I feel like if I just pop off on him, I'm going to look like the psycho. So he could be witness protection. Honestly, I don't
Kylie,
know.
Kylie, really it's not crazy to want to know your boyfriend's birthday.
Yeah.
You know, it's not crazy to want to know what your boyfriend studied in college or where he went.
So are you like comfortable around this guy or is it weird?
I mean, I am. He's so sweet. He's such a gentleman. He's so polite. You know, when we go out, like he pays for everything. It's just, I just know nothing about his past. All we do is talk about, you know, my interests, anything that's around us in the moment. If we watch a movie, we'll talk about the movie ad nauseum. But again, nothing about the past. It's weird.
And he doesn't budge on that. Have you, like, looked him up on social media to see if there's any sort of past or...
So, yeah, there's nothing on social media. I mean, which is not totally uncommon. He's not a social media guy, which is kind of nice, except in this case.
But it's peculiar.
It's a little peculiar.
You know what? Next time you go over to his house, start opening drawers and cabinets. looking through that.
This is a very bizarre situation. So it's Kylie and Skokie. She's dating this guy and knows nothing about him because he won't tell her a thing about his past. He moved here. She knows he moved here from California, and that's the end of the story. She doesn't know about his family. She doesn't know about anything that he did in his life up until this point. And she's like, can this relationship be a match? I don't know anything about him. What reasons would somebody have to not share anything about their life? That's a very bizarre thing. Most people love talking about themselves.
Most, unless you've got something to hide. But we don't know.
Right. Yeah, and is what he's hiding, is it something insidious or is it something that he can't talk about?
Insidious. I like that word.
Isn't that great?
But I hate that for you, yeah. Kylie. Let's try to help her out.
Yeah, so the question is it a match or a mistake? We want to hear from the Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia. Call us at 877-591-9696. Can she see a relationship through with this guy, or is this too weird? Would you run for the hills? It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings and Match or Mistake with Kylie and Skokie, who's with this guy who is a little too private.
Like to the point where she'll ask him questions about his past and he doesn't...
She doesn't know like anything about his life before he moved to Chicago. Almost to a point where it feels like, is this guy a witness protection program or something?
What is he hiding?
Yeah. Maria on the South Side, is it a match or a mistake? You say mistake. Why is that?
Mistake, definitely big red flags. Like, I don't know if it's because maybe because I watch too many of these things.
The
but
true crime.
To me, it sounds like a serial killer.
Oh, my gosh.
It's no, and you know what? It's little things. And you know what? You know what I was thinking about? Wade, you know, when they interviewed him, they said he would use his charms and looks to lure this woman to basically hypnotize them with his good looks and charms, and they would have no idea. You know,
who's this that you're talking about?
Wade Wilson, the one that's still in prison for killing those girls, like he started tattooing his face and stuff, like when he was in prison.
I think a lot of them.
If you hear his interviews, if you hear his interviews, he specifically says that it was that easy for him because he would use his looks and charm to lure these women.
Oh, that's so scary.
So honestly, even just talk about it right now, I'm getting chills because I, you know, that little scene from Scary Movie when Marlon Wayans tells Cindy to run. Right there. Please run. I don't know. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't, because I just hope she just, no.
And Maria, you are so good at giving descriptors.
You are, yeah, you're really good. I mean, she is waving, Maria is waving the red flags right now. Thank you so much that officially you say mistake. Have a great day.
Definitely. Please run. You guys too. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Everybody run.
Everybody get out of here.
Elizabeth is in Huntley, and you say it's a mistake as well?
Yes, I think it's a mistake, although a little less insidious, because even if he is trying to kind of put things in his past because he's traumatized or because the history is hard for him, he's still not processing it. He's still trying to avoid.
Right.
And so no matter what, that's still going to be problematic in the relationship.
Oh, he's going to have some issues that are going to impact the relationship. If it's something that he's avoiding,
right.
If it's something that he's hiding.
Right. So even if he's not a serial killer, even if he's just somebody who's had like a really hard childhood and a really hard past, he's still not talking about it. And that's still going to eventually going to come up in the relationship.
Yeah. He's not hiding bodies, but he's hiding trauma.
Yeah.
And I think that is definitely something to know.
Whether it's bodies or trauma, it's not good.
Right. Yeah, and while I appreciate Maria's point, I think it's very rare that people are... It's rare, but it's not 0% chance that he's a serial killer. So, interesting.
But the point is, we don't know much about him. And it's like, how can you truly be in a relationship with someone if all you know is who they want to be? Because it sounded a lot like they were talking a lot about their future plans. And
yeah. Well, and that's good that they're looking towards the future. But if you don't learn anything about somebody's past, it can be problematic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and have a great day. 877-591-9696. It's Match or Mistake. So Kylie and Skokie is with this guy, and he doesn't tell her anything about his life before he moved to Chicago.
Nothing at all.
She doesn't learn about his family. She doesn't learn about... She vaguely knows he came from California, but nothing.
It's giving witness protection.
And he's like, let's not talk about the past.
Then why worry about the past when I'm here with you right now, baby?
Let's talk about the future. 877-591-9696. Is there anybody who says, you know what? We should all be able to put our past behind us and look towards the future. Who says this could be a match?
Yeah, I'm very curious if you can love someone without knowing anything about their past and just their current self.
It's Moe and Carla Mornings, B96. It's V96 with Moe and Carla Mornings, and coming up at 8:40, we'll have Moe's Mega Minute. It's our trivia game that could earn you $1,000 today. Somebody won Can't Crush Carla. Can we give away $1,000 again?
Yes. You better have a lot of trivia knowledge in your brain.
So get set for that. Right now, we've got Match or Mistake, though, and Kylie and Skokie is a little bit weirded out by the guy that she's seeing. So he moved to Chicago and has told her nothing about his life before moving here. Like, she knows nothing. He does not talk about the past. He does not talk about his family. He doesn't talk about old careers, anything.
And it makes it sound like he's hiding something.
Yeah. It's almost like witness protection-y.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's focus on the future.
Let's focus on the now.
Tell me about you. Which is nice, but does make you wonder what the hell is being hidden. So we wanted to know if there is anybody who says that this could be a match. Which do you think that we should talk to? I mean, there's a bunch.
I want to talk to all of them, but I would go with either DJ and Gurney.
Let's talk to DJ. DJ and Gurney. You say it's a match. Why?
Hi, good morning, guys. I love the show.
Thanks.
I didn't catch the beginning of it, but from what I did catch, it didn't sound like the young lady was saying if they've been dating for a very long time. And I can go vouch for experience. To this day, I've been with my wife for a little over 10 years now, and we're still discovering new things about each other. So it's all about time. If you start dating somebody, I mean, maybe the guy, he'll feel more comfortable when you're dating somebody a little bit longer. It doesn't mean he's hiding anything, because it's a little ridiculous that people think that, oh, because I don't want to tell you about whatever subject, I'm hiding it from you. Give it time. He'll open up more to the young lady.
Yeah, I don't think it's as extreme as, like, we had Maria on the South Side who suggested that he's a serial killer. I think she might be deep into the true crime stuff.
Way deep, but also...
And that's no shade to Maria.
You're never going to catch Maria slipping. That's
right.
One thing for sure, two things for certain.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And thank you for your thought on that, DJ, and also for complimenting our show.
We appreciate you.
That's it.
They have the rest of their lives to get to know each other.
Have a great weekend. I'll take one more. We'll take Jason in Chicago. And Jason, you say it's a match, and why?
Well, you know, she's kind of getting exactly what most women want, is a guy that asks questions and listens. And as far as the, you know, not opening up about whether it's past trauma or not, I mean, you're always taught to lead with your best foot forward. Do you really lead with these, like, negative moments from your past? I mean, is that really how you impress a woman?
I don't know that it's impressing them with negative moments from your past, but I do think it starts to feel weird when you can't get anything out of somebody. When you're like, when they're like, I can't really tell you about who I was before moving here.
They're a closed book.
Yeah, that's a little bit tough. But I also see what you're saying, and like, you know, if you're on a date, you want somebody who's going to ask you questions and be interested in you, not just sit there and tell you about their whole past. But there's a little bit of a...
There has to be a balance. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm on a first date and they're asking a bunch of questions, I'm like, wow, this is great. And then I realize, ooh, I've been ducking for an hour and a half. And maybe it's time to also say, and what's your favorite color, Jason?
Yeah. Thank you, Jason, very much for that. And have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Now, Kylie, it's really, you know, this is your life. How do you feel comfortable moving forward? Do you think it's a match, or do you think it's a mistake? I mean, you're talking to somebody who's not giving you anything about his life.
I honestly don't know what I was thinking, you guys. Like, it's a mistake. This is
it's 3 months.
It's weird, right? Like, it's been 3 months. Yeah, I understand. I'd even say a month is kind of like not that big of a deal, but 3 months in and I know nothing and I've tried. I try not to be too annoying about it, but it's like, it's almost like he didn't exist before he moved to Chicago. And I don't know, that's just weird.
Yeah, that's strange. The whole thing is very weird. And I think that if you were to stick with him, you would be sort of, your mind would probably be spinning for a long time, because it doesn't seem like he doesn't budge, right?
Exactly. It's almost like, okay, if this guy is so good to be true, then, like, wouldn't somebody else have snatched him up? Like, and that's it. Maybe he is. Maybe he's, like, running away from an entire family he doesn't want me to know about. So ever since I started harping on it, it's all I think about. And it went from, like, oh, not a big deal, to probably the biggest deal, you know, and I just can't.
We'll say goodbye for now. And in 5 years, we'll see the documentary on Netflix and we'll know all the answers.
Your 75 part series on TikTok. Who the heck did I marry?
Totally. Yeah. I really appreciate your help. Yeah. This is just weird. I can't do it.
All right.
Well, you know, you got to protect you first, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Kylie.
Thank you.